From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, September 11th. Butte County voters this November will decide whether to approve a new sales tax. NSPR's Eric Adams has more about Measure H.
$44 million. That's how much revenue Butte County officials estimate could come from a 1 cent sales tax increase. Measure H will be on the ballot this November. Andy Pickett is the chief administrative officer for the county. He says it could make a big difference for the county's finances.
It would allow the sheriff's office to maintain staffing and be able to open up the new jail that is being built right now. It would allow prosecutors to be brought back online so that they have caseloads that are reasonable. Currently, they're running over 400 cases per prosecutor, which is unsustainable.
The tax could also help fund fire services and restore library hours. He says some may be concerned about increasing taxes, but he says once the stakes are shown, critics begin to understand the need.
We have gotten now to the point where there's nothing left to reduce except for those programs and services that are critical to the community, such as law enforcement, fire, library, probation, prosecution.
The county's Measure H is unrelated to Chico's own measure of the same name, which was passed in 2022. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Plumas County supervisors last week voted to fund a comprehensive energy plan that it hopes will save millions of dollars over the next 3 decades. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, more than $10 million will be used to upgrade heating and ventilation systems at county facilities. It will also be used to convert to LED lighting and install solar panels at the courthouse. These upgrades will save energy and reduce maintenance costs. The paper reports administrators said the county's PG&E bill amounts to more than $1 million annually and has recently increased by more than 40%. Another increase is expected later this year. And seniors and people with disabilities in Plumas County will soon be able to apply for assistance to help create defensible space around their homes. The Plumas County FireSafe Council's assistance program will open applications starting November 1st. Assistance will begin in 2025. According to its website, the council will provide free consultations and up to $1,500 in contracted labor for selected applicants. The program is available for Plumas County residents with a disability and those 65 and older. Applications can be submitted on the FireSafe Council website. Staying in Plumas County, the county has the potential to reach an audience of 84 million households with an educational video that would air on PBS and other outlets. County Administrative Officer Deborah Lucero informed the Board of Supervisors this month that the producers of the show, Viewpoints, are interested in featuring the county.
They had never heard of Plumas County. They gave me a call. This started a couple of months ago. I thought that it was going to take a while to get this all going. And so I thought it was going to be next spring or something. And then they said, we want to shoot this fall.
The video would be a short documentary style and showcase local businesses and residents' lives. Lucero says the exposure could be beneficial because the audience of the show tends to be well off and interested in real estate and travel.
So they're adventurers, they're people that have means, and they're wanting to find new places. And I think Plumas County could be one of those new places.
The cost to Plumas County to make the video would be about $30,000. And the Colusa County Arts Council is calling for artists to submit proposals for a public initiative to place murals throughout the county. As reported by the Appeal Democrat, the Small Spaces Big Impact Project intends to install up to 5 murals on underappreciated spaces. The thematic focus is on the history and culture of the area, the natural landscape, and rural life. Artists with a connection to Colusa County or who are inspired by rural locales are encouraged to apply. Applications are due by September 30th. And moving to state news, California is making significant progress towards meeting its land conservation goals. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California is on track for one of its major climate goals. In 2020, he signed an executive order called the 30 by 30 Plan. It committed California to protect 30% of its land and coastal waters by the year 2030. Yesterday, he announced the state has conserved almost 1.5 million acres, or 25% of its land goal and 16% of its coastal waters. The voluntary conservation effort involves state, federal, tribal, and community agencies working with local land managers and others. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, many of California's rural communities lack clean drinking water. According to reporting by CalMatters, state regulators recently reported that the situation has improved, and nearly a million more people have safe drinking water than 5 years ago. But more than 750,000 are still served by contaminated water systems that contain chemicals like arsenic and nitrates linked to serious health problems that affect developing babies and cause cancer. In 2019, California declared that safe and affordable drinking water is a human right. But fixing the problem will cost an estimated $16 billion and will take years. And finally, California lawmakers held an informational hearing on Proposition 36 yesterday, where they heard from advocates both for and against the measure. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Prop 36 seeks to mitigate retail and drug-related crimes by enhancing criminal penalties originally rolled back by Prop 47 in 2014. Parents who have lost children to the state's fentanyl epidemic were among those who urged support of the measure. Pamela Smith spoke outside the Capitol.
And this ballot measure, which has received bipartisan support and input from the experts in the trenches, is what California needs now. Because if not now, when?
Law enforcement has widely supported the proposition. Sacramento County Sheriff Jim Cooper told lawmakers Prop 36 is needed to combat drug-related crimes and compel people into treatment.
Addiction is ravaging my community. Prop 36 provides an avenue for those addicted, a way out of the cycle of abuse. This is not a war on drugs, it's a war on addiction.
But opponents of the measure argued it would just increase California's prison population and eliminate funding for key services. Charles Vignola is with the Los Angeles Regional Reentry Partnership.
I think the reality is most folks recognize that we can't arrest our way out of the situation. We have to really invest in people, in communities.
While many lawmakers have already chosen sides when it comes to Prop 36, some have yet to do so, with only 2 months before the election. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, September 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.